For CGLO News, I'm Regine Batzorek. Shedoris is set to open an emergency building to offer permanent residence to vulnerable women in Montreal. In an effort to reduce the amount of women on the streets, the women's shelter is preparing to open 26-unit apartments. The project is set to launch in 2020. According to The Link, Shedoris was able to acquire a new building for the project back in November after retired Montreal businessman Andrew Harper donated $1 million to the organization. In an interview with The Link, the director of Shedoris, Marina Boulous-Winton, said, quote, "Women organizations are less supported," end quote. She added, "The city of Montreal has 900 beds for homeless men compared to the 7,200 for homeless women." Nunavut has recently launched a program that aims to address and prevent sexual abuse of children. According to CBC Indigenous, Our Children, Our Responsibility is a workshop designed by residents and stakeholders in Nunavut to educate adults on what to do if a child discloses sexual abuse, how to recognize the signs, and how to prevent abuse. Participants of the program shared their stories as well as learning new skills on how to tackle sexual abuse. Quote, "When I was growing up, there was no resources, no help, and I kept silent. We have to protect our children," end quote, said Diana Summertook, a participant of the program. Our Children, Our Responsibility is part of Nunavut's National Prevention Strategy Action Plan. It was developed by Embrace Life Council, and it took nearly 3 years to design the workshops. That was the sound of the Haka tribute performed by a biker gang in New Zealand. The outpouring support continues as the Muslim community in New Zealand reels from the loss due to a terrorist attack on two mosques. According to CTV News, various groups around New Zealand are paying tribute to the 50 victims of Christchurch by performing the traditional Haka dance. One instance is the performance by Black Power, a prominent biker gang in the country. Crowds surrounded the members with candles lit as they mourned the victims from Friday's attack. The haka is a ceremonial dance in the Maori culture, often performed at celebrations, sports events, and occasionally during funerals. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cglo.com/news.